Music moves us, sounds, reflecting or inspiring joy, sorrow, thoughtfulness, playfulness. How do composers write? How do you know you're a composer? I'm Cindy Talley, and I'd like to introduce you to Gabriel Medina, a Southern gentleman from Houston, and he's now a Juilliard student working on his master's. He's also part of the American Fusion Project, Into the Sun. The backbone of the project is Frank O'Hara's poem, A True Account of Talking to the Sun at Fire Island. Let's catch up with Gabe. He's walking down the street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. When you say, I'm a composer, what does that mean?
Basically, you're someone who organizes musical ideas and sounds into a piece of rhetoric. I feel like it's pretty similar to being a writer, that you're sort of organizing your ideas and you're coming up with a story and trying to write it in a way that's meaningful to you.
When did you know you were a composer?
I did my undergrad in piano performance, and I mean, my personality, I think I definitely lean a little bit more towards the introverted side, so I think there came a point where I just didn't really enjoy performing. It wasn't really me, and I wanted to do something more creative. And about midway through my undergrad, I started composing and taking composition lessons, and I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed the creative process. I think that's when I knew that I wanted to have a career in some sort of creative process.
Can you tell me how writing music happens?
It is absolutely different every single time I start a piece. Every piece kind of requires a different process, and part of the discovery is when you're starting a piece, it's like figuring out how you're going to do it or what it needs. Especially for a young composer as well, I think part of the challenge is you are still kind of learning what works for you and what doesn't work. For example, the piece that I wrote for this project for Kristen, I started off with a text, and that's helpful because the text lends itself a certain form to you to work with, or it suggests a form to work with. So you're working within those confines, kind of, which is can kind of organize you, can kind of guide you. So I spent a long time really studying the text.
This is one of your favorite poems.
Yeah. I discovered it like during a vulnerable period. I think I was just starting my master's at Juilliard, and discovering things about my own music, my own process, and coming to terms with what it is that I want to do. And this poem was really nurturing in that way, and was really encouraging to me.
Is there a specific line or part that really speaks with you?
Yeah, there's actually one line towards the beginning of the son's monologue, and he says, just keep on like I do and pay no attention. He's talking about, you know, just staying true to your vision, and ignoring sort of outside pressure to adhere to different styles, or in my case, like high art versus highbrow music versus lowbrow music, or what's serious or what's not serious, or you should be writing music that's interesting, or music that's, you know, that's not necessarily so accessible or whatnot. For me, I'm sort of drawn to music that's accessible. I grew up with a lot of pop music and a lot of rap music, as well as the classical music. So it's always been a part of me as long as I've been writing concert music, that I felt like I've ignored. So that poem, I mean, that line especially was kind of encouraging in the sense of going with what's meaningful to you or what's inside of you, just being honest with what you want to say and the type of music that you want to write.
Gabe's music will go on. You can hear his composition Tuesday, September 2nd. Right now I have two pair of tickets to the event. I'll give them away to the first two callers. The number to call is 1-800-678-7444. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.